Thank God. Have your Bibles. I do hope you have your Bibles this morning, because you're going to hear a Bible sermon. I hope it's more than a sermon. I hope it's a message that touches your heart. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We believers, we label it right. It's the resurrection chapter. One of the greatest chapters in the Bible about the resurrection. I'm going to read some verses, say a few things, and give you my title in a moment. The Bible says this in verse number 12. Will you follow me? Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how, say some among you, there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ be not risen, then is your preaching vain, and your faith also in vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up. Christ whom he raised not up, if so be that that the dead rise not, and if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. And you're yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. And if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are men most miserable. And I'm glad the story doesn't stop there. Amen. But now, is Christ risen from the dead and became the first fruits of them that slept. I love Easter. How many of you raise your hand at me and say, I love you? Do you love Easter? I love everything about it. There's three things come to mind when I just think of Easter from just my human sense. First of all, I love it because it speaks of life. Everything starts living. The trees start living. The flowers start blooming. Everything starts living. Not only do I love it because it brings life, but I also love it because it brings brightness and light. Boy, just something about Easter. I'll tell you what happened to me this morning. I went down to McDonald's, and that's a ritual. And they'd done away with egg white delight, so I got me an egg McMuffin. Amen. Large Diet Coke. Went up to the boy that was waiting on me. He was tall as I was, probably weighed what I do, but not built like I am. And big old football player, I witnessed to him. And I said, do you know you're saved? He said, yes, sir. I had to work today. I said, it's Easter Sunday. And his smile was that big. He said, it sure is, and I'm glad he's alive. And I about had me one of them Baptist costal fits right there in front of McDonald's. You say, you can't shout at McDonald's. You ought to have been there this morning. If you believe in a risen Savior, you can shout about just anywhere. Just brightness. And then I think of love. I want you to know something. There's no one ever loved me like God, who sent forth his son and died for me at Calvary. This whole thing speaks about love. But in this passage of scripture, Paul thinks he deals with the unthinkable, the unimaginable, a world without Easter. What would this world be without Easter? Where would you be without Easter? What kind of life would you have without Easter? What kind of future would you have without Easter. If Jesus Christ is still in the grave, we are miserable. I'm going to give you six tragic things will be the result. A world without Easter. Would you follow me in your Bible? I'm going to be a Bible preacher this morning, as I am every week. And every Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday, I don't preach my feelings. I preach thus saith the Lord. Amen. Look what he says. Just follow me. My boy, he stirs me up here. If Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you there is no resurrection of the dead? Look at verse 14. If Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain. Look at me. If this world is without Easter, then our preaching is profitless. My Bible said the preaching of the cross to them that perish is foolishness. But unto us that are saved, it is the power of God. Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to whoever believeth. To the Jew first, and also to the Greek. I personally, in my life, in 45 years, preached 12,000 sermons. That's not counting the ones, the hits that's on YouTube, the millions of people that's heard me. Just me personally, physically preaching. And I want you to know something. If he's in the grave, everything I've done is profitless. Somebody help me. What would I tell this morning? If he's in the grave, what would I tell Zach Broski, one of our men at Ivydale who's preaching right now? If he hadn't risen, what would I tell one of his associates, Luke Kells, out of this church at Ivydale? What would I tell Colton O'Brien, who's pastoring Florida Street Baptist Church this morning? What would I tell Jason Warner, who's the pastor of Evergreen Hills Baptist Church out of this church? What would I tell Mike Spurlock, who is at Mount Pleasant Baptist Church as a youth pastor? What would I tell Mike Hayes, who's pastoring Crossroads in Kentucky? What would I tell Grant Grafton, who's a youth pastor in Elkins? What would I tell Jared Shoemate, who's a pastor of Valley View Baptist Church? What would I tell Mike Blake, who's reaching thousands of prisoners for Christ in the Rock of Ages? What would I tell Jeff Mazingo out of this church, who's pastoring in North Carolina? What would I tell my sister, Pastor Chad? What would I tell Grant? What would I tell Jared? What would I tell Tyler? What would I tell Neil Hassey in North Carolina? What would I tell my media specialist who literally has printed thousands of tracts this year? If Jesus is not risen, then what you're doing is profitless and you ought to go get another job. Somebody help me preach. I feel some preach coming on. But not only that, look at 14b. If Christ be not risen, then your preaching is vain. Listen to this. And your faith also in vain. The just shall live by faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. The church went through something just in the last 2 weeks. One of our teenagers came very close to dying. And you know what y'all all did? You started praying. Amen. And you weren't praying in weakness. You were praying in faith. Amen. That young lady was close. But you know what you did? I saw it on social media. Hundreds of pictures of Leah Strope. Pray for her. Amen. Ask God to heal her. I want to say this to you. If Jesus is still in the grave, then every one of your faith is foolish. I tell people that's hurting in this church, just hold on and trust God. I know you're in pain. I know you're hurting. But if Christ is not risen, then your faith is foolish. Am I preaching? See the difference between Jesus and the other founders. You know what's different between him and Muhammad? Muhammad lived and he died and he's still dead. Amen. You know what the difference between him and Buddha? Buddha lived, then he died, and he's still dead. But I want you to know Jesus. He lived, he died, and he rose again. And he lives. And because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. A teacher was interacting with these public school kids. And he asked the kids to write a paper on the greatest living person they ever met. Some wrote about their principal. A few wrote about Michael Jordan. Some wrote about Kobe Bryant. Some wrote about football stars. One young man wrote about Jesus. And the teacher came to him, said, your paper was marvelous. However, I told you to write a story about a living man. And the 14-year-old middle schooler looked up to him and said, he is alive. He is alive. Ladies and gentlemen, tell the world. Ladies and gentlemen, tell your neighbor. Ladies and gentlemen, tell your friends. He is alive. Verse 15. Yea. And we, if he's still in the grave and there's no Easter, then we're just false witnesses. We perjure ourselves every day. We're just like a person lying in court. Somebody help me preach. I'll tell you how much those disciples believed in Jesus. They not only lived for him, they died for him. Peter was hung upside down. One of the other disciples was boiled in oil. Many of them was ripped asunder. He said, why'd they do it? Because they didn't do it for a dead Savior. They did it for a living Savior. In verse 17, fourthly, if Christ be not risen, raised, your faith is vain. Listen to this. Ye are yet in your sin. Not only was the disciples deceivers, but sin is still sovereign. You're still in your sin. Let me put this to you. If there's no resurrection, there's no Savior. If there's no Savior, there's no forgiveness. If there's no forgiveness, there's no justification. Somebody help me. If there's no justification, there's no cleansing. But I'm glad he's alive. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins away. Rising, he justified freely forever. Oh, one day he's coming. Oh, glorious day. Yeah, you keep that up. I'm going to start my Lord too. I'm going to shout all over this place. It's good to have you back. Look at verse 18. Listen. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. Death still has dominion if there's no Easter. Somebody, Larry Curry, said to me this week, and Larry, I can't say how truthful what you said was. He said, I bet you're hurting, aren't you? We're losing a lot of people. My heart's broke. I've seen widows come into church and widowers come into church today. They love God. They're hurting. If there was no world, if the world was without Easter, what could I tell them? You know what I'd have to tell them? Your husband's still in the grave. We'll stay in the grave.
He'll corrupt and never come out. Your dad will still be in a grave. Your mama will still be in a grave. Your friend will still be in a grave. Your little baby you lost will still be in the grave. If there is no Easter, then our loved ones who died perish. And Paul sums it up in verse 19. We'd be men most miserable. I want to tell you something this morning. Since he's alive, you don't have to be a deadbeat and you don't have to be miserable. You've got a hope this world doesn't have. Amen. Could you imagine, Brother Kim, a world without Easter? How miserable will we be? No hope, no help, no strength, nobody to care for us. Would the congregation help me on this last point? Would you get your Bibles out? And I want everybody with the loudest preaching voice you got. Read verse 20 with me. Y'all there? Hey, get it ready. Get some wetness in your lips. Get some. If you really believe this, get some. Let's read it. But now is Christ risen from the dead and became the first fruits of them that slept. Ladies and gentlemen, there were some folks that tried to propose there's no Easter, but I want you to know, but now Christ is risen from the dead and has the keys of death, hell, and the grave, and is alive and is able to do whatever you need this morning. How you gonna wrap this up, preacher? If that's true, and it is, then preaching is profitable. Amen. What I am doing this morning, lost person, gives you the availability to be saved. Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You'll never be saved. You'll be in hell burning without the gospel of Christ. How many's been saved in this church? You're here, you've been saved in this church. Raise your hand. Hold them up, you've been saved. Look at them. Can you say, thank God for the gospel? Amen. And if he's risen, then faith is feasible. Leah Strope, where you at? Stand with me. Stay there a minute. I don't know if a camera can catch her or not. Right back there. We prayed. Thank you, young lady. We prayed for her healing. We prayed for her touch. We prayed that God done it. And I want to tell you, friend, if he's risen and he is, he's alive, then faith is feasible. Hey, I want to tell you, there's some of you got mountains in your life that high. You got obstacles that big. But I want to tell you what, you can reach forth and come boldly to the throne of grace and find grace and mercy in the time of need. And you can find hope. You can find help. You can find love. You can find someone that'll care for you. You can find a Savior that wants to help you. Somebody help me preach. I'll tell you something else. Then his disciples are dependable. Amen. Thank God. I'm going to say this. We didn't get to say a lot during the program. We have had 130 people give 4 months of their life. 4 months. Almost three times a week to put on this program, where 15 folks have already been saved. Come on now. Let me ask you something, folks. What would you have done at the last minute if Mill Zillard, who's betraying Christ, would say, I can't make it? What would you have done if God the Father, betrayed by Brother Rich, would have said, I can't make it? But now, they made it every practice. Thank God for Christians that are dependable. There's people in this room I trust my life with because I know they're going out and witness. I know they're going to do what's right. Hey, they're the pillars and the grounds. There's some people in this church. This church is living well because of the great members of this church. Thank God for the dependability of people. Are you dependable? And fourthly, sin is subdued. I got to tell you, I'm going to illustrate it. Sin don't have no dominion anymore. They aired the scene. I probably shouldn't say it. I'm going to anyway. The Lord came out of the tomb. And Satan was over there defeated. And the Lord did this to his head. You want to kill a snake? You cut its head off, not your tail. I'm glad my Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, has put an end to Satan. I know where he's going. He's going to hell. I know where I'm going. I'm going to heaven. Somebody help me. And then death is defeated. Can I tell our winners? Can I tell our winners? Can I tell you that have lost someone in the last few years and you've lost someone dear in your life in your lifespan? Can I tell you something? Death is defeated. And he's alive. Amen. And your loved ones will come out of the grave. And we which are alive remain shall be caught up together in the air. Amen. Lastly, oh, we're not being most miserable. Our future is fabulous. Amen. Somebody said to me the other day, what would you do if you weren't a preacher? I said, Buster, I ain't even thinking about it because I am. They told me when I first got called to preach and went to a full-time and a pastor in a Baptist church, they would have me and leave me in 18 months and leave me with my children out on the street. But I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. I raised this girl and I raised my son and they both love Jesus. Somebody help me preach. And I want to tell you about my future. It's fabulous. I got the greatest life in the world. Pastors in this 21st century is the most strenuous, difficult thing in the world because people are different than they used to be. They're harder and they're meaner. But I want you to know something, Dana Randolph. Joe, I wouldn't trade it because my life's fabulous. You see, your life's fabulous. Wonderful. But see, not only is it fabulous in life, if I go out right now, to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. Amen. And I'm going to a place where there's no sickness, no sorrow, no pain. But listen to me, unsaved. He's risen. Amen. And you know what that leaves you with? That leaves you with a choice. You either receive him or reject him. You've got to realize you're a sinner. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You've got to realize that your sin will bring death. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You've got to realize that God commendeth his love to us while we're yet sinners. Christ died for us. And it makes it easy. That if thou just confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And listen, whosoever, I don't care if you're poor, rich, a drunkard, a drug addict, or even a lost church member, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Bow your head. Amen. Bow your head with me. Heads bowed. Let's not move around, please, at the invitation, if we can keep from it. How many right now would say, Pastor, I know something. I know if I died today, I know I'm going to heaven because I have trusted Jesus Christ. Raise your hand. Hold them up. Hold them high. There's several of you who couldn't raise your hand. I don't think, thank you, let me put them down. I don't think you want to die and go to hell. You're here on Easter Sunday. I believe you like to be saved. How many in this room that couldn't raise their hand? Thank God that Jesus is risen. And before you die, before he comes, you want to know you're going to heaven. Would you raise your hand? Yes, I see that hand. Thank you. Somebody else. Nice and high. Thank you for raising it. Thank you for raising it. Somebody else. Two people's already raised it. Come on. Come on. Come on. Preacher Smith, I don't want to die and go to hell. I want to have a fabulous life. Man, you mentioned heaven. My life's kind of miserable right now. I want to have a fabulous life. Won't you slip your hand up and say, I need to be saved. Raise your hand. Others. I see that hand. I want to talk to you. Hey, you that raised your hand, look at me. Would you like to be saved? You really do, don't you? Won't you come right now? Come on, that's right. That's right, sir. That's wonderful. Oh, this is what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. Just come on. Hey, that other one that raised your hand, won't you come on? Look up at me. Come on. Yes, sir. He's going to take the Bible and show you how to be saved. That other one. Come on. Come on. Stand with me. Stand with me. Come on. Sing it for us, Lord.
One day the grave could conceal him no longer.
Will you trust him?
One day the stone
yes.
rolled away from the door.
Come to the program yet, the greatest story you hadn't ever told. Raise your hand. Have you ever come yet? Amen. A lot of you. Let's fill the place up tonight. Come and worship. We're doing just a little bit more business here at the altar. Aren't you glad that preaching's still profitable? Aren't you glad that people still getting saved? You're in a church where people still get saved. We're not dead. We're not even sick. This place is alive. Amen. Amen. Glory. You know, I'm sure there's people back there right now. And you said, preacher, I'd have came forward, but I'm a nervous wreck. This intimidates me. I know that. I mean, in the drama, you could see that. Folk got saved, but they... I know a crowd intimidates you. Go here, take this.
Church family, this is Matt Belcher, and he just trusted Christ as his Savior this morning. Amen.